Brendan, Liam, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us in.
So the last we heard from you guys was 2017. I know it's been a pretty jam-packed couple of years for you. What exactly have you been up to?
We've been touring the world, around Europe, the States, Japan, busy with that. But in December, we recorded our album that's released today.
Ah, very exciting. Congrats on that one, by the way. Must feel good.
It does feel good to have that.
Yeah. It's very
out
a bit
in the world.
Nerve-wracking. You never know how these things are going to be received. You spend so long working on it and kind of in a vacuum. You get so obsessed and kind of to the point where you don't even know anymore objectively. And then, so it's not until it's out where you really sort of start to feel like, yeah, this is good. You know?
It must be strange to try and then go back and listen to it as a whole piece instead of micromanaging everything, I imagine.
Yeah, well, I hadn't listened to it until 2 days ago, all the way through. I sort of had a couple of months off and then just listened to it all the way through and I went, yeah.
Yeah, I had the same experience. I put the vinyl on when I first received the vinyl a few days ago and sat there and listened through and I was like, oh, there's been enough time between finishing mixing to really enjoy this again.
Yeah, so hopefully everyone else does as well.
I'm pretty confident they will. It's all good.
Yeah, cool.
Speaking of recording the album as well, I know you guys were working with producer Paul Butler. He's amazing. He's worked with just this incredible list of people. You guys flew him out to Australia, had him working in the studio with you guys here. Was that? Did you have to convince him to do that? Was he super on board? How did that happen?
Surprisingly, he was. I mean, you would think that, yeah, not a lot of kind of, you know, producers that have worked with the likes of, you know, Michael Kiwanuka and St. Paul and the Broken Bones would sort of want to come fly to a little home studio out in the middle of nowhere. But, from the first conversation, he was just totally on board. He was really excited to visit Australia and he liked the first album we did so much. And so he was just like, oh, well, that sounds great. Why don't we just do it there? So, yeah.
That's an English accent Brendan's doing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Paul's originally from the Isle of Wight, but now resides in San Francisco.
Yeah.
But we flew him out for 23 days leading up to Christmas, and we didn't sleep really. It was 23 straight days of recording in the studio to get as much done as we could.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Worked up to Christmas Eve, and he flew out the night of Christmas
Eve.
We
took him to a cocktail bar after, and yeah, it was fun.
The first time he'd been let out of the studio in 23 days.
It was funny because, you know, he flew all the way, you know, the other side of the world to go to Australia, you know, and to see Australia. He literally went from the airport to our studio and that's it.
Yeah.
He didn't see any of
Slept
Australia.
Slept in a small cabin full of spiders and things like that, which is terrified of spiders and possums.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So
foreigners are often, foreigners are often really scared of our, you know, native and all non-native fauna. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, I guess we grew up with it, so we're used to it. But, yeah, he freaked out a bit about the spiders, especially.
I love that because California has bears. They seem a lot scarier than spiders.
What we always say.
Also guns.
Also guns. Seems a lot scarier than a huntsman.
Yeah. Like, you know, old Itzy's not going to hurt you. You know?
We just found it more productive if we had him running scared from spiders. We'd get him out of bed a lot quicker if we threw a few spiders in while he was sleeping.
Yeah.
Energy boost.
Yeah.
You guys recorded the album as well with an analog tape machine. Walk us through the decision behind that.
We picked that up. Sam bought that actually off Jimmy Barnes from his studio when Sam and I were on tour a few years ago. And we pulled it into two bits and split it into our two vans and drove from Sydney to Melbourne. And it took, a year to get going and stuff. But that's what the first album was recorded on, and we loved it. And so we used it again for the second album.
Yeah, sort of was a no-brainer for us. I think this sort of style of music really lends itself to that analog way of recording, which is how all of our favourite music from the 60s and 70s was recorded. And it's just got a very particular sound that we love, but it's also got a very particular way that you need to work in the studio, which I think for us as a band seems to work really well. We're a very live band and kind of like to play dynamically, and having those limitations of just, you know, trying to get the take in the room, I think works really well for us.
I was going to ask you as well, you mentioned songs from the 60s and 70s. What sort of inspirations were you guys working with? What were you listening to while recording?
It's funny that, like, on the first album, I was listening to a lot of Marvin Gaye, and so when I listen to it, I can hear a lot of, like, little hooks and things, and I'm like, oh, yeah. On this one, I wasn't so much listening to anything, like, obvious that you would go, oh, yeah, that's just, like, people would think, oh, maybe they were listening to, you know, Otis Redding or Sam Cooke or the obvious ones, but I don't know, like, I was listening to, like, you know, Radiohead and, like, lots of contemporary bands, and I guess my approach was I was wanting to kind of incorporate a bit more of a contemporary aesthetic as far as hooks and melody, and sort of frame it in the kind of classic sound. So yeah, it was, this one's a bit different for me. I was listening to a lot of country music, just heaps of different stuff.
I think that the amount of touring we did in the States in the last two years meant that there was actually a lot of Americana that seeped into our psyche. And there's an Americana element that I think wasn't quite there in the first album, but maybe coming through in the second album.
Yeah, I definitely feel that. When I listened to it the whole way through for the first time in a while, I was like, yeah, like, this is, like, it's definitely soulful, but there's, yeah, I guess with the addition of the pedal steel and just, as Liam says, we've sort of been touring the States and so inspired by that music culture, that's kind of, yeah, started to seep in. So it's hard to pinpoint where these things come from, but they just... they're floating around.
But generally, the band's has a very eclectic taste. There'll be someone in the band that will like almost every genre of music, except maybe like Norwegian thrash metal or something. We haven't got there yet. But no. Brennan is it? Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Veins of Jenna.
Okay.
There we are. We've got everything covered. Yeah. So one of my absolute favourite facts about this album, I don't know why this one just stuck with me. There's a song called Sunshine Baby. It's got a saw involved. Walk me through that. How, why, I'm just obsessed with this song.
We caught wind of a amazing gentleman from Castle, Maine that is a professional saw player. And so we had him brought out to the studio, and he came in one evening and laid out some saw for that song.
Yeah, but since I've started playing music, I've always wanted to utilize a saw in a song, and we were recording this and it just had that sort of Disney old-timey feel, and a lot of those soundtracks to the like old cartoons always used a saw. If people don't know what we're talking about, when we say saw, we mean literally a saw, like
a hand saw
that you would cut wood with, and you can play it with a violin bow on the other side of the saw, so not the, you know, where the teeth are obviously, and you can get a musical note out of it, and it creates this sort of whistling like woo-hoo noise. So yeah, I've just been dying to use it in a song, and then finally this one came about, and I went, you know what? It's time.
It's time.
So, yeah, we called Glendon from Castlemaine, and he came out, and lent his saw skills to the album, which was amazing.
So we could potentially be seeing more saw in the future.
I definitely wouldn't count it out.
Yeah, and at our live shows, when there's enough money there, we'll be getting him to come down and play some saw live on stage.
May even be playing the circular saw. Who knows?
Oh, my God.
You got to amplify, you know.
So we may need to get a permit from the venue to allow him to bring something like that in.
Yeah.
She'll be right.
Yeah.
Speaking of the future as well and live shows, what's next for you guys? I mean, the album's out today. I know you've got a tour all lined up. It's a little bit soon to look into the crystal ball, but what else are we looking at for you guys in the future?
Probably a bit of sleep, I reckon. That'd be good.
What's that, Brendan?
Yeah.
I've heard of it.
I don't know. I remember
it a French
while
word?
Ago. Yeah. No, it was... long ago.
We're heading off to Europe to hit a few more festivals. It's the start of September, and then off to North America to support Tash Sultana on her North American tour, which should be fun. Playing some amazing venues like Red Rocks in Colorado, the Greek Theatre, the original Ryman Theatre in Nashville, which is, sort of a few of our never expected but now bucket list venues that we want to play.
So many iconic places, like places that I've, you know, used to watch DVDs of when I was younger, of live performances, and, you know, look at these places and go, oh man, imagine playing there, and then we're playing there. So it's pretty crazy. But yeah, I think the next year is going to be, you know, pretty full on as far as we'll just be touring this album and traveling around, and, you know,
we'll be announcing an extensive Australian tour, we believe, for sometime around November.
Yeah, I think it's announced today, but I don't know.
We'll hold you to that one.
Yeah.
Brendan, Liam, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.